T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America here on a Friday night. I don't care if you're at work, if you're at home, if you're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo. You could just be out here celebrating life. I'm glad that you're taking some time to hang out with me. You could be in your car, at home, whatever the case. Thank you for being here on CBS Sports Radio. This show gets started every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed the first hour of the show, we took some time to congratulate Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers for winning and actually receiving his MVP award on court tonight before the 76ers played the Celtics. That's the good news for Joel Embiid. The bad news, the Sixers lost. The final score, 114 to 102. Joel Embiid had 30 points, 13 rebounds, 4 block shots, an MVP-type performance. And another former MVP on his team, James Harden, he was MIA. He had 16 points, but he was 3 of 14 from the field. If you have seen James Harden, if you've seen this man's talent, if you know where he is, call somebody. Because he's right now on a milk carton. Jason Tatum having a bounce back for the Boston Celtics, 27 points tonight. After scoring 7 points in their last victory. Game 4 will take place on Sunday in Philadelphia, and the Boston Celtics will have an opportunity to go up 3-2-1. We'll get back to the Boston Celtics in Philadelphia momentarily. We have so much to get into the rest of the night. Right now, as of this moment, we have another NBA game going on between the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. Denver currently leads 37-34. This game of note, there's no Chris Paul. Chris Paul is out with a groin injury. And if you take a look at the Suns, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker are going to have to go out there and drop like 50-point eats because the last game, the Suns bench, you and I could probably come off and get a little bit of help or give some help. Bismack Biyombo, 2 points. Cameron Payne, 2 points. What type of championship squad says, hey, I got 4 points for you off of the bench? And so Devin Booker lighting it up early, 18 points. Durant has 7. And that's pretty much the team as of right now, this moment. Some guy named Jokic, 5 points, 7 assists, and Jamal Murray already with 12 points. Let's see if Phoenix can stay in this game. I feel like it's a 2-on-5 game. Let's see if we are told any different. As we continue on with the show, we have more to get into. Deebo Samuel says, we, the 49ers, were better than those Philadelphia Eagles. We lost because we didn't have a QB. I don't know why he's still talking about this. Nick Foles is available. Carolina Panthers said, we're going to take our time with Bryce Young. We're going to see Andy Dalton maybe, probably start for the Carolina Panthers. Aaron Rodgers is being defended by the New York Jets already. The Jets are saying he's not in control of the team. It's kind of nuts to already have this conversation in May before we even have the NFL schedule released. And this man named Tom Brady made it clear to everybody he still plans on broadcasting. Sure. I don't know if Tom Brady knows what he's going to do. He might change his mind come August. I'm being joined here with you by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City while I hold it down here in Atlanta. I told you about Jason Tatum and his bounce back. Jason Tatum spoke to ESPN after their victory, spoke with Cassidy Hubbard, and he made his 27-point game tonight. He made it sound oh so easy. Listen to this.
We were just making plays, honestly, and we felt like we didn't play well. I made a lot of mistakes on defense. We didn't shoot the ball well. We had guys in foul trouble. It's a great win, right? Tough environment. Coming here, figure it out on the road. The series is far from over, but we just love the way we competed and found a way.
And you guys recapture home court, like you said, in a hostile environment, an emotional night. What did this win tell you about you guys?
We knew we could win. Right? This is a great team. The crowd was electric. You know, you love being in that environment. We're not surprised. To win a championship, you got one on the road. Series is far from over, but, you know, we'll take it.
I mean, well, if James Harden is going to keep up with his 5 of 28 shooting over the past several games, you could call this done. Maybe James Harden goes to the strip club, maybe he rubs some cheeks and he comes back and he drops 30 points on Sunday. I have no idea. I know he was hanging out in Vegas before the series started. I'm not calling James Harden a scapegoat, but they didn't bring him in to give up crap performances like this. Doc Rivers, former head coach of the Celtics, won a championship, current head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. He was asked a few minutes ago after the game, hey, Doc, what the hell went wrong with your team?
Honestly, I thought the difference in the game, from my view, was that they made the simple passes, and we didn't. I mean, there were a ton of them for us. And then all the game-changing plays, two games in a row now. Every time we cut it to four, we have a chance, offensive rebound or a loose ball or a charge. They did the little things better than we did the little things tonight, for sure.
Oh, thanks, Doc. Thanks a whole lot. And by the way, I don't know what's going on in Philadelphia, but can they get Doc Rivers a better microphone? Like, what was that? It's like, hey, Doc, what year are we in? It's 1985? Like, put Doc Rivers in front of a better mic.
Maybe they just fear that his voice is so overwhelming and it's the most hoarse thing you've ever heard in your life. They just want to, you know, temper the audience, if you will.
Oh, no. I thought Doc Rivers, I didn't know he'd last this long as a coach. Just, I'm not wishing ill on the man. I thought his voice was done like a decade ago.
Well, JR, in all seriousness, like, he may not be there much longer. Like, there's a lot of people that want him gone.
Well,
and he's
Doc
not Darren
Rivers,
Morey's guy.
Nobody likes the Doc Rivers shows up and then, you know, he gets the boot. Like, we can ask the Clippers. People look at the results and I can't blame him for the loss. I mean, look at the roster, and that's typically how it always can go. So let's see what Doc Rivers can do the rest of the series. More importantly, I will be paying attention to that guy named James Harden. I told you that Joel Embiid showed up and did his job. 30 points, 13 rebounds, he had 4 blocks, he didn't get too much of help from anybody else, and he did or was awarded his MVP trophy on the court before the game started, and he showed a lot of love, mostly to his son. It was a beautiful moment. He mentioned his little boy. He came on running out onto the court to go see daddy, and Joel Embiid was able to pick him up and had to pause from, you know, shedding a few tears. Take a listen.
My family has been a big part of it. Obviously, we went through such a, you know, huge tragedy, losing my little brother, but, you know, we stuck together. We went through a lot. And, my family, my son is somewhere over there. I mean, honestly, he's the main reason why I'm really here. You know, becoming a father, you know, changed my whole life. And, you know, I just wanted to show him, you know, a good example. And, you know, I'm glad he's here with us.
Yeah, shout-outs to Joel Embiid. He won that MVP, newly named Michael Jordan MVP. I just don't know how much more of Joel Embiid we'll see here in the postseason. You know, I mentioned this prior to the break. Speaking of an MVP, and of course, speaking of New England, you know, I guess we're going to get a little bit of Tom Brady news every 2 weeks. It's a world just can't get enough of Tom Brady news. A couple of weeks ago, it was, hey, Tom, you're here in Miami at a conference. What would you do if the Miami Dolphins, decided to call you? Are you done with your play? And Tom Brady kind of tap danced around it, did not say no, just mentioned all his friends and relationships on the Dolphins. And it's just like, okay, you're going to put a hit out on Tua Tagovailoa? Like, what exactly are you doing right here? And so earlier this week, there was a new report about Tom Brady and his future, and it had to deal with Tom Brady and his future at Fox. You might remember, whenever Tom Brady decides to step into the broadcast booth, Fox has $375 million waiting for him over a 10-year span. If you can do some simple math, that's $37.5 per year for 10 years. Not too bad to go out there and not take any hits. That would be more money than what he's made on the field the past several years. And so, the New York Post's Andrew Marchand said that Brady's future as a broadcaster may not change. Right now, he's 50-50. If he doesn't feel all in, Tom Brady will not do it. And Sports Illustrated today decided to put a post up about this. And Tom Brady, he basically said this was fake news. And so for right now, Tom Brady says he is still committed to Fox, although just a few weeks ago, Tom Brady didn't even say no when asked specifically about the Dolphins. It was only a few months ago when we found out about Tom Brady's deal that he sat down with Dan Patrick. And he basically said, yeah, my future as a broadcaster, I'm looking forward to it because it'll keep me involved with the game of football. Listen to this.
There's a lot of learning curve. I mean, obviously, it'll be a totally new career. It's a new opportunity for me to try something that I'm going to work really hard to prepare to be as good as I possibly can be. Knowing that the day that I walk on the set for the first time won't be my finest moment. There'll be, you know, a lot of growing pains, and I'll have to learn to be really good at it. But I also think there's part of it that excites me is I get to travel and be around football.
Am I like fully closing the door on Tom Brady playing? No, I'm not. I'm not. Am I convinced that he's done? I would lean in the direction of yes. But if there is a disaster somewhere and it's early enough in the season, I wouldn't be shocked if he just popped up and said, you know what, I can't pass up this opportunity. And then when it comes to broadcasting, I think we'll see Tom Brady broadcast in some type of capacity. Can I see him on Fox for 10 years? I don't know. 10 years is a long time to do anything. I don't care who you are. I mean, if you're doing a job for 10 years, some of us have no choice. 10 years flies by ridiculously fast. I've been doing the JR Sport Brief now for, I don't know, 14 going on 15 years. It feels like yesterday. But Tom Brady, yeah, you can want to be close to the game, but I don't know if broadcasting is going to go out there and be that answer for 10 years. I don't think Tom Brady is bleeding or yearning necessarily for the 37 mil for a full 10. We'll see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Joel Embiid, he's currently speaking to the media. I'd be interested to know what he's saying right now about tonight's game, especially after getting that MVP award and having to take that L. And so we'll hear from Joel Embiid on the other side of the break. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you as well. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Also, Tom Brady always dispelling rumors. And the New York Jets, they have their own quarterback. His name is Aaron Rodgers. It's only May. And head coach Rob Saleh of the Jets is already having to tell people, we are running the New York Jets, not Aaron Rodgers. It's only May, and this is going to be fun. And so we'll get to Embiid on the other side of the break. I'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to Rob Saleh on Rodgers. We'll get into the Panthers on Bryce Young. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a huge fan. I listen to you every night on the way home from work.
JR, you are a great sports psychologist.
Thank you very much, my brother from another mother, and I like you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I like you too. I like everybody that listens to the show. I like you for listening. I like you for liking me. I like you for not liking me. Whatever it is, I'm just glad that you're here. That's all that matters. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, man, the Phoenix Suns are staying alive here against the Denver Nuggets. Not just staying alive, they're leading right now 58-46. A little less than 3 minutes left in the first half. And I knew it was going to take a gigantic game. It's the Devin Booker, Kevin Durant show. Devin Booker, 27 points, not missing a shot, 12 of 15 from the field. And Kevin Durant, despite being 4 of 14 from the field, Kevin Durant has 17 points. And Kevin Durant is one guy, I don't worry about his shooting percentages. He is just, he's automatic when he plays. Basketball is too easy for Kevin Durant. It's just a matter of how aggressive he's going to be on any given night. Not the hottest of starts, but getting it going here in the second quarter. I told you about the Celtics beating the 76ers tonight, 114-102. Joel Embiid gets his MVP award on court prior to the game, finishes with 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 blocks, an MVP-type performance, and James Harden has another poor game after his 45-point outburst, 16 points, on 3 of 14 shooting. Before we went to break, you heard from Doc Rivers. He talked about turnovers and bad passes. And Joel Embiid said, screw all that crap. We just sucked.
Players have to show up. Obviously, you can make any adjustments you want. But if the players don't execute and, you know, they don't show up and we don't make shots, you know, that's on us. So I just think, that's on us. I gotta be better. We all gotta be better. We just haven't been good enough. It's the last two games. No sense of urgency. Like I said, but it's a small things. I think we've been fine guarding them in the half court. It's just those, you know, loose ball situations, offensive rebounds, and then that knocked down the three or that score off of it, he just changes everything.
Okay. All right. Now, I guess that's what a leader's supposed to say, right? Every now and then, you just got to throw yourself into the mix so everybody knows that you're a part of the team. Now, yeah, we all got to do better. I got to do better. Yeah, I have 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Yeah, next time I'll try for 50 out the gate. Oh, well, whatever the case might be. And so we'll see how much better James Harden is going to be come Sunday afternoon. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We also talked about Tom Brady saying that he still plans to broadcast later on this year. And then I do want to get to Mr. Aaron Rodgers and Rob Saleh already defending him as the newest member of the New York Jets. And then we got some news here with Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. Let's start off with Rod. He is calling from Atlanta, right here in Atlanta. Rod, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I love your show, man. You got to forgive my voice. I'm just leaving the Orioles and Braves game. Go O's. But I wanted to speak about what I heard somebody say yesterday on the radio about Lamar and, you know, how at first he didn't, you know, he was talking about he wanted to request a trade. And, you know, people were saying that Eric DaCosta couldn't draft receivers and, you know, all this narrative about, you know, the Ravens and, you know, how we conduct our business. One thing I want to say is the Ravens have been one of the best coaches and best franchises, and not just football, but all of sports. Eric DaCosta, yeah, he hasn't drafted a receiver, but he's drafted pretty well in other areas. 5 Hall of Famers that he's drafted since he's been, you know, at the Ravens' helm. And, you know, I just want to debunk that notion that, you know, we got dysfunction going on in our organization. And I found it real funny coming from Atlanta Sports Talk Radio. You guys need to get your own house in order before you start speaking about what we're doing in Baltimore. We're a 2-time Super Bowl champion, and we've always been a perennial playoff team. And, you know, we know, yeah.
Man, I got to be honest here, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Not on this show last night. Nobody said nothing about the Baltimore Ravens and their
John Tucker gave a 5-minute monologue.
Oh, well, Rod. Hey, Rod, I know Chuckery. Hey, Rod, do you know that this show right now is a national show, right?
Yeah, I do.
So we got people listening in San Diego who have no idea what the hell you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So you know that when you call me here and us and talk to us, even though I am here in Atlanta, like, who knows? Nobody knows what you're talking about, man. Sorry. And then the last part when you're saying, you know, Atlanta, you going to talk about my friends at 92.9? Like, what are we supposed to do? We don't got nothing to do with the national side, man. Come on, Rod. Did you call Chuckery and tell him that?
I tried. It was too loud. I was just leaving the game, man.
I hope you drive safe. Well, Rod, I just want you to be clear. When you call and talk to me, you're not just talking to Atlanta. You're talking to North America, okay?
I got you.
Right, we don't know what the hell you're talking about. I appreciate you, Rod. I do like the Ravens, though. Good moves, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Rod. He's all hyped up from the show before me. Shout-outs to Chuckery. What's up, Chuck? Look. I know I ain't got no beef with the Ravens. I mean, if you look at their wide receivers, they've just been hurt. And that's valid, and maybe it's not. You look at an NFL player, there's a chance that any NFL player might get hurt. And so let's see what the Ravens can do this year. I expect them to be a whole lot of fun and dynamic if they're actually healthy. If Zay Flowers can be the 5'11", 5'10" speedster that everybody expects him to be. If Odell Beckham Jr. isn't nursing knee injuries. If Rashad Bateman and Duvernay actually play games. Yeah, the Ravens will be fun to watch. People will be kissing DaCosta's ass. And people will be hailing Ozzie Newsome if the team can actually stay healthy. And that has to do a lot with, yes, the man who's getting all of the monies right now, $52 million a year, that happens to be Lamar Jackson. And so, yeah, that I don't know anybody beefing too much with the Ravens. They are a good organization. If you look across the NFL at a lot of the garbage ones that we have out here, they ain't doing too shabby, and they haven't been doing too shabby. And speaking of garbage organizations, okay, Ravens ain't the Jets, okay? The New York Jets have been going through GM after GM, and now they got Joe Douglas has a connection to the Ravens. And we know the New York Jets over the past month, over the past several weeks, they have gone Green Bay Packer crazy. And for a couple of months, they've had to wait on the main Green Bay Packer, Aaron Rodgers, to be traded to their squad. And so not only does Aaron Rodgers join the New York Jets, there are 5 other Packers who have come on over. Randall Cobb, yes, is a New York Jet. Alan Lazard is a Jet. Tim Boyle, the backup QB, is here with the Jets. They got offensive lineman Billy Turner. And we know about the man who helped probably usher all of this in, the New York Jets' new offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, who he just did a terrible job with the Denver Broncos, and now he's available. So if you're a fan of the New York Jets, you can thank the Denver Broncos being absolute trash for Aaron Rodgers probably being a Jet. And so before Aaron got here or there to New York with the Jets, it was that big old story. Aaron Rodgers has a wish list. Aaron Rodgers, if he is to join the Jets and have the trade completed, there are certain conditions that need to be met. That was shared to not be true. At one point in time, it was reported that Aaron Rodgers, he needed Odell. Well, we see Odell is now with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. And so this is still permeated throughout the organization. This is still in the news. And so head coach Rob Saleh, he spoke to the media today and he told everybody, hey, listen, folks, please, can y'all stop with Aaron Rodgers running the New York Jets? Coach Saleh had to tell everybody, it's normal, folks, to just kind of work with people or want to work with folks that you're used to. Listen to this.
I do think it's a silly narrative with regards to wish list. And I say that because there's 32 teams in the NFL, and it's common practice for when there's changes, when you have a new coaching staff, when you have people coming in, that you surround those people with people they're familiar with. I had a wish list. There's Solomon Thomas, Marcel Harris, DJ Reed, Quan Alexander, guys who I've worked with who are very familiar with our messaging, very familiar with our scheme, who can come in and play. We had it on offense with Laken Tomlinson and Tevin Coleman and guys who had been in the system. Tom Brady goes to Tampa and he gets Gronkowski and Antonio Brown. You know, so it is very common for new faces to want old faces to be able to come in and help accelerate the installation of an entire of a program. So, and it's not just, you know, everything's being pinned on the quarterback. It's not just him. Hackett has something to say about it. He loves Lazard, loves Randall, took Billy Turner with him to Denver, wanted him here in Green Bay. So, of course, you're going to surround a coach with people who he feels will be able to plant the flag.
Isn't that how things typically go? You work with folks, you want to work with people you're familiar with so you have a better chance of success. You don't want to venture into unfamiliar waters. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. You know, I say all the time, I think you step into a room, in most cases, you probably become a better person in the long run for stepping outside of your comfort zone. And so there's a give and a take when it comes down to that. For an NFL squad, yeah, sure. There's familiarity there with Aaron Rodgers throwing a football to Alan Lazard. You know, looking at Randall Cobb and going, I know what this guy can do on the field, regardless of if he can't do everything he used to do, and also what he brings to a locker room. So I agree with Coach Saleh in that regard, but let's also be true. Let's go back a few months. Can right now, can we stop it on a wish list for Rodgers? Yes. But months ago, if we got to take a look at the past several years, let's not act like Aaron Rodgers hasn't just kind of held things up and moved at his own pace and kind of tried to dictate what took place and did not take place. And you know what? With his play over the past few years, he's earned that for himself, whether it was a pain in the ass process or not. So let's see what happens with this continuing Aaron Rodgers New York Jets story. We already have this one, and it's only May. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's not just May. I'm reminding myself that it is the 5th of May, an excuse for people in America to just wake up and drink for no reason. Somebody's having a drink while listening to me right now. And maybe somebody's having a drink because it's Cinco de Mayo and not just Friday. So when we come back, you know what? We're going to talk about a big name in the world of sports who tries his best every year to make money on the 5th of May. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. He thinks he is the biggest name in his sport. We're going to get into the Carolina Panthers and what they're doing with Bryce Young. We're going to talk about a pitcher in baseball who is done. And then we'll also give you an update on what's going on with the Suns and the Nuggets.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I want to give you some love. I think that you have a really common sense program that doesn't go over the top. I appreciate it.
Hey, good evening, JR. I love your show. I love your style and your manners.
Hey, man, what's going on? Love listening to your insight all the time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hanging out with you on a Friday night. I hope you're doing safe. I hope you're well. And look, I know it's Cinco de Mayo. There's a lot of people running around having drinks and having tequila and taking shots and doing a lot of drinking and doing more drinking. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I don't care. Be safe. I don't care how lame it sounds. Like, keep that in mind when your ass is out there on the road. Don't kill nobody. And so here we know the deal with Cinco de Mayo. Hey, Shep.
Yes, sir.
When you came into the studio tonight, did you notice any additional revelry out on the streets of New York City?
I noticed a lot of things going on tonight when it came to this studio. No,
I said the city. The city. No, C-I-T-Y.
No, I'm obviously just joking. I didn't notice anything extra. I think, and just to be perfectly honest with you, I think people are very shaken up by what happened to a subway street performer. I'm sure you heard about that story.
Yeah, a guy got killed in the subway, got choked out by a veteran, yes.
Yeah, so I think honestly people are very, there's a lot of tension going on right now in the city.
Okay, well, New York City is absolutely gigantic. I'm not there right now this moment, but I don't know if that's going to stop people from partaking in the booze for Cinco de Mayo. And here's the deal with Cinco de Mayo. And here in the United States of America, we will find any reason to celebrate or drink or have a party. Cinco de Mayo is not even Mexican Independence Day. That actually is September 16th. It is to honor a battle that took place in 1862 in Puebla, Mexico, between Mexico and France. And here we are in the United States of America going, hey, why not just have a drink on the 5th of May just because? And then when it comes down to the world of sports, we know Cinco de Mayo is typically big because you will always, always have a Mexican fighter who will line up a fight to capitalize on Cinco de Mayo. And more recently, you can take a look at the most famous Mexican boxer in the world of sports right now. His name is Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez, 58-2. He has two losses, one to Floyd Mayweather Jr., another one last year to Dimitri Bivol. And he has a fight taking place in Guadalajara, Mexico tomorrow against John Ryder, who happens to be British. Please, I am not shocked if you've never heard of John Ryder in your life. He's 32-5. He's one of the best middleweights in the game, and it should be a good fight. Now, why is this even worth discussing? Because it was only a couple of weeks ago that we saw Gervonta Tank Davis knock out Ryan Garcia in Las Vegas with a body shot. And Gervonta Tank Davis is obviously one of the hottest boxing faces and personalities in the sport, period. He's box office. He's doing it in Brooklyn. He's doing it here in Georgia and Atlanta. He's knocking people out in Vegas. Gervonta Davis can go to the Staples Center and sell it out just to see a knockout. People will show up to see him beat the living daylights out of somebody. And so there's been a lot of talk about Tank Davis being the current face of boxing. And so this is natural. Canelo Alvarez, who has a fight tomorrow. Canelo Alvarez, who only lost to Floyd Mayweather when he was young and picked up his second L last year, Canelo Alvarez was asked about this, and is Gervonta Davis the new face of boxing? And Canelo was just like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't retire yet. Take a listen to what he had to say.
They can say whatever they want, but you know, it's not that easy. One fight, don't put in that position. You need to do a lot of things. There are a lot of good fighters coming up. One of them is Germonta for sure, but he need to do more things. Not just in one fight. But I like Germonta. I like Germonta Davis a lot. You know, it's. But he need to do more things to be the face of boxing.
Yeah, sure. How many more folks does he need to go out here and knock out? He's 29-0. He just knocked out Ryan Garcia. I don't know who's next. We'll have to wait a few months and see. Is he going to face Shakur Stevenson? Is he going to fight Devin Haney? There's going to come a point in time where it's just like, how many more people are you going to line up in front of Gervonta Davis to knock out? And so here's the deal. Gervonta Davis, is he the face of boxing? I think he brings excitement to it. Can I say the same thing about Canelo just all over the United States of America? Can I say it all over the world? I don't want to say they're running neck and neck, but there's more excitement, I'd say, around Tank Davis. He's knocking people out. People want the excitement. People want to see TKOs. If I watch a boxing match, you can love a technical sparring bout, but I don't want to see a fight go the distance unless you're throwing hands. I want to see KOs. And so I think Gervonta Tank Davis is right there if he hasn't already surpassed Canelo Alvarez. And Gervonta Tank Davis, the only thing that can slow him down is himself. You know, this man actually today, here on Friday, was sentenced to 90 days home detention after he was charged with 14 counts from an alleged hit and run in November 2020. Tank Davis could have gone away for more than 7 years. Four people were injured, and he's going to be home for 90 days. I'm pretty sure it's a nice, opulent house, and he has to serve 200 hours of community service. And boxing is just absolutely nuts. It's wild. It has no restrictions. It's a circus act. But I think Tank Davis, yeah, I think he's the face of boxing. Does he have wide-ranging appeal, marketability? I'd say no. But I'll tell you this. People like watching folks get knocked out. And Canelo Alvarez, you facing John Ryder, it's not like you know, he's fighting in L.A. and the whole world wants to see it. He's going to be in Mexico taking on a dude from Britain, Great Britain. And I don't know if anybody here in America is all that interested. Hey, Shep, do you care to see the fight tomorrow?
Honestly, not as much as you.
Who said I care to see it?
Well, I'm assuming based on how much you freaking know about this sport, which is light years away from what I know, you have a little bit of a passion for what's going to take place tomorrow.
No, I don't care.
I mean, Alvarez, correct me if I'm wrong, he fought Floyd, right?
And he lost,
yes. He lost, but everyone lost to Floyd, so that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but for the fight tomorrow, no, I got no interest, no.
There's nobody, JR, that honestly is mainstream in boxing right now that's exciting to watch.
Yeah, that's why for these two guys to have this conversation, for Canelo to say Tank Davis is the face of boxing, it's tricky because to your point, there isn't anyone right now. There's no Mike Tyson, right? There's no Floyd Mayweather Jr. I mean, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is retired. He's in his mid-40s, and he is going all over the world making money just by doing exhibitions. There is no Manny Pacquiao. There's no guy who has come over from overseas or the Philippines and just said, hey, I'm dominating the sport. The Anthony Joshuas have fallen. The Deontay Wilders, who, by the way, was just found in California with a gun in his car and with marijuana, you know, he has fallen. It's tough. You're correct. Who would you say, based on what you know, is the most popular boxer on earth right now. Is there anybody active, you would say so?
Man, obviously guys of the past, but if I mean, just based off what I know and listening to you honestly talk about boxing, I would have to say Tank Davis.
Oh, well, there you have it. I think it goes for, like, do you know the person or do you not? Like, that's really what it is. If you think about boxing, who are the biggest names on earth right now? And I say earth because I think at some point in time, you want to make your bones, you have to come through the United States of America, whether you are Canelo Alvarez, whether you are Tyson Fury, whether you are Roberto Duran, or you happen to be Manny Pacquiao. You got to come through the United States. Like, as you got to come through here and get your cash. So Tyson Fury, globally, maybe the biggest name, maybe Gervonta Davis, Canelo, yeah, maybe. There's not that one superstar. And boxing is always cool when you have that one name that you just go, damn. There's no Ali, no Tyson, there's no Mayweather. Let's see if we get there. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm excellent. You are up against the break. Go ahead, Rich.
All right, I'll go fast. I want to talk about the shift in the NFL drafts, which I was telling Shep, which I think is peculiar and kind of remarkable in terms of what's changing. When you look at who got drafted by position groups, as you know, it used to be quarterbacks and offensive linemen, left tackles that were the most coveted. And when you take a look at who's getting drafted, there were 14 guys drafted at quarterback in a modern-day seven-round draft, which is a record. But what I thought was remarkable to me was running backs were never that coveted, and offensive tackles had 19 guys drafted in their draft. They had 18 running backs drafted, which pushed the offensive tackles, which I thought was kind of weird. The number one was DBs at 36 wide receivers.
Rich, what is give me in two sentences? Give me the summary here on your book report.
I think it's a mistake for some of the teams with 14 guys drafted that needed quarterbacks and didn't draft, including your Atlanta Falcons and five other teams.
Well,
I don't understand why you draft a running back.
Well, they are not my Atlanta Falcons. They just so happen to be here. And what I'll what I'll do is take a break and I'll answer you on the other side. Like, what? It's a mistake to not just draft QBs. That's what he said, Shep. Right? It took him a while to say that, but is that what he said to me?
Yes.
I'm going to answer that on the other side. And then we'll talk about the first quarterback selected, Bryce Young. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Make sure you take a quarterback during the break.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts. The iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.